Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 491 of our classic podcast, and this is from September of 2003, and it features our panelist, Margaret Gray. She was on the show talking about having done a lap dance for a friend's husband at a Christmas party. Now she thinks she may have to fire the wife of this man who works with her for speaking out against this husband. Margaret is defending the man she did the lap dance for against the guy's wife. Let's see how she justifies this on today's Classic Podcast, episode 491.
This is the Phil Henry Show.
But I'm talking about coming up with an idea for a column every day.
Well, Phil, it really is difficult. I'll give an example. I want to write a column about women who are threatened by other women who are good dancers, you know, and who are attractive. In other words, who are very outgoing.
Okay, were you... Now, this is an article that you want to write?
Yes, because this past weekend, Frank and I were...
And by the way, we're on the air now, Margaret. This is the Phil Henry Show. I'm with Margaret Gray, who is a nationally syndicated newspaper columnist. And so you want to write a column about women who are threatened by other women who are good dancers?
Well, no, not necessarily who are threatened by... But women who are outgoing, I think, are threatening to women who are a little bit more introverted. And I love to dance, and I enjoy the company of men. I'm very loyal to my husband, but I like being around men as opposed to women. I think they're a little more direct. I think they're a little more honest. And we were at a party on Saturday night over at Roy Lochner's. It was a press award after party, the one that they had at the Staples Center. Now, I've known Sandy Cummins for 20 years as a reporter, and in a room full of some of my best friends and colleagues... And I mean, Diane Sawyer was there, Ann Martin was there, Bobby Batista, Greta Van Susteren came later with her husband. In front of all of them, she called me a very filthy name. And I was called the C word, I was called an MF C word, and everyone heard it. I was absolutely mortified and close to tears.
How does this, good God, this woman, does she's a friend? Well, first of all...
Yes, absolutely a friend.
Well, first of all, what has this got to do with a woman who is, was this something, was she angry at you, obviously, for something, right?
She's a professional acquaintance, and I think the mistake I've made is led her to believe that she's a friend, and maybe that's my fault, but I'm going to recommend, or at least I was going to recommend that she be terminated from the paper. What had happened was that there was a band on the lanai at Roy's home.
Now, let me just, you... This woman called you a C word.
Yes.
All right. Does this have something to do with the fact that you're very outgoing?
Let me tell you the story, all right? Because women are very, very jealous of other women that are outgoing. I love to dance. And it's really funny how a lot of us are punished because we happen to be good dancers. We may be attractive. Other women will punish us for this. And I'm a very good dancer. And Sandy's husband, Jeff...
Now, Sandy's the one that called you a C word and an MF.
Yes. And forgive me, Phil, for bringing this up.
That's all right. Go ahead.
So Sandy's husband, Jeff, was telling jokes. We're having a good time. And Sandy, she's not been well. She had several surgeries. She had a hysterectomy last summer. So it's been a strain on Jeff. And you can see that it has been. So I said to him, let's dance. And they were playing that song, and you know the song, Might As Well Face It, You're Addicted to Love. Oh, you know. Now, that's the Robert Plant song. And that is my song. When I hear that song, I love to dance. And it's a signature move. When he sings the song, I think the song, the Your Lights Are On, doo-doo-doo, but you're not home, dee-dee-dee. What I do is I move his leg between mine, I wrap my arms around his neck, and I slide up and down on the thigh and the leg. Now...
All right, now that's what we call dirty dancing, right?
Phil, this is a married man.
Well, I know he's a married man, but his wife is there, and you're sliding up and down on his leg?
No, just listen to me. This is called dirty dancing. It's very accepted. All real women who love to dance do this move, and then you turn your back to him. And you bend over at the waist, and you put his hands on your hips, and you bounce against his pelvis. This is called dirty dancing. It is adult in nature. It is very, very innocent. There's nothing improper about it. Then someone yelled, get a room, and that kind of heated things up, and we were having some fun. And the signature move is, your lights are on, but you're not home, boo-boo-boo-boo, and then the leg goes between my legs, And
but you recognize that for a married woman, for this man's wife to be witnessing this, would be shocking.
Phil, she has had a lot of surgery. She has had a hysterectomy. It's obviously been a lot of strain on him. We were trying to loosen things up.
No, I know the strain that was on him, but her, Mrs. Cummings.
Well, the strain that was on her, Phil, she came up to me, she calls me an MF, she uses the C word, and Phil, understand that this is in full earshot of everyone in the room. This woman is a classic example of a woman who's having some surgeries. She had a hysterectomy. She's angry because I'm still vibrant. She is...
All right. Okay, I got to give her a number out here, Margaret, if you don't mind.
All right. But please understand that I love my husband. There's nothing going on.
No, I know there isn't anything going on, but when you're doing this kind of dancing... All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. I'm talking with Margaret Gray, always good to have her on the program. She writes a nationally syndicated column for the Foister Syndicate called A Little Bird Told Me. She wants to write a column about women who are threatened by other women who are good dancers. But really, that you're talking about women who just are threatened by outgoing women.
Women who are threatened by outgoing women who go to the point where this woman called me a C and an MF.
And you don't see anything wrong with doing this sort of dirty dancing with her husband.
Here's what I'm trying to say. To the uninitiated, to people who are really not out much and who really don't do a lot of dancing, yes, I suppose it looks filthy. The facts are these. I am an experienced club dancer. I go out at least once a week. And this is going on in all the clubs. We were having a lot of fun.
All right, now there was a jump move or something where you land on his shoulders face forward. Is that right?
Phil, first of all, I want to make a statement here.
No, but didn't you jump up onto his shoulders?
Yes.
And you're face forward?
Yes.
Okay, so that puts a very private part of your body right smack into his face, doesn't it?
You know, you really are hell-bent on making this filthy, aren't you?
I'm just asking because this is the woman's husband that you're dancing with.
Yes.
And the dancing you're doing, you're straddling his leg, you're simulating sex from behind.
I am a mother and a wife, and for you to say that, men like me, they like to dance with me. They find me uninhibited. And a lot of women who are a little bit wallflowery, who really don't like to go out on the dance floor, they resent that. And for a woman who hasn't really been a wife to her husband in 3 or 4 years, this Sandy Cummings has a lot of nerve calling me what she called me. And as a dancer, that move, and then I jump on his shoulders. It's a classic ballroom move.
All right. I mean, look, if this lady is feeling insecure, let's just say that she's feeling insecure.
All right.
Don't you think that it would be a nice friend who would, like, not do anything to make her feel a little strange?
No, it's a good friend that tries to get her out of the dance floor. Come on, Sandy, come on out. But I knew she wouldn't, so what I was trying to do was be a friend to her husband. I had tried with her, but she's had surgeries, she's had the hysterectomy, which I understand has changed her hormones. So my understanding is she's not...
You don't have to whisper. I mean, we're on a radio show.
I understand, Phil, but it is by instinct. She's not being a wife to him, and I think you know what I mean. Does Mark have the music?
Do you have it, Mark? Yeah, he does.
I wanted to just play the one. This is a very classic move, and what it is the song Addicted to Love by Robert Palmer.
Yes, who passed on last week.
Yes.
I don't think we need to hear the song, though.
But if you listen to this, you'll know. You see, this is a very sexy beat. So what I do is I start swinging back and forth. All right. And you can see two people who are dancing to this song. Dee-dee-dee-da-da-da. Okay, right here. Okay, and then my legs spread. His leg comes between mine. And there's a gliding motion. All right, you can have him...
Turn it off. Okay, and how would any wife see her husband doing that with you and feel good?
The reason why she doesn't feel good is she doesn't understand contemporary dancing. Look, Jeff Cummings has had such a hard time with all of his Sandy's surgeries. I gave the man a great time. I made him feel like a man should, even if it was only for a dance.
Isn't that his wife's job?
Yes, it is, Phil. But I think for a few fleeting moments, he had a woman doing some exciting things. Exciting things. Things that perhaps he'd stop dreaming about.
All right, can you hang on, Margaret?
Well, you know, I hear the judgment in your voice, Phil, and...
No, I'm not judging. I just want you to understand, and maybe I'm not understanding you.
I really think that's the case.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. If you've had surgeries, if you've had a hysterectomy, and you haven't really been a woman to your husband, do you mind if your husband does a little, quote, dirty dancing with another woman? Margaret Gray was at a party on Saturday night. She was straddling some guy's leg, et cetera, et cetera, and apparently the wife called her a C, called her an MF. Margaret said she thought she works with her, and she thought maybe she'd have to fire her for her outbreak, or for her outburst, if you will. Number 1-800-449-8686. The column she's going to write is how some women are just flat jealous of other women's ability to be interesting to men. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, FUBAR. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret Gray is with us, a syndicated newspaper columnist. At a party the other night, you're dancing with this gal's husband, and you're doing some suggestive moves to the Robert Palmer song, Addicted to Love, correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right. Now, you said you're not going to fire Sandy Cummings. She called you a C, she called you an MF, she called... In other words, she was vulgar in front of a lot of friends.
At Phil, Diane Sawyer, Christiane Amanpour... Ann Martin, some of the top female journalists in the business were there, and I'm standing there absolutely dumbfounded while this little woman, who is embittered because she's had the hysterectomy, and because I happen to be a good dancer, is calling me these things. Phil, I can tell you that this is not something that I try to bring on. I can literally, when a song starts, I'll just close my eyes and start moving my hips to the beat of the song. And really, the next thing you know, you've got about three or four men asking you to dance. It's that simple. It happens for me. Many women, it doesn't. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say.
But spreading your legs and going up and down his leg and then jumping up on his shoulders.
These are all very... I'm very animal and I'm very uninhibited. It doesn't mean that I want her husband. Believe me, Phil, my husband's worth $25 million. We have a wonderful marriage. I don't want her little Jeff. I was simply trying to do him a favor.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Pat, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray.
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi.
Margaret, I happen to be a very good dancer, and mm-hmm. I recently had a hysterectomy.
Oh, my God.
And I've had a really rough time with it, and my husband would never get on the dance floor and dirty dance with another woman. He would dirty dance with me, but I can dirty dance and be very sensuous without being vulgar. And
well, I
believe that your dancing with someone's husband instead of your husband is vulgar, especially since she was a friend and she had had surgeries, and it's not your place to give her husband a good time.
Well,
that's why ladies are misinterpreted as being sensuous, and they're vulgar, and usually people who dance vulgar are women who are over the hill, and I'm 55, And believe me, I am so embarrassed when women get on the dance floor
over the hill.
And instead of acting like a sensuous lady, they act vulgar.
All right,
and if they take all of these dance lessons and stuff because they think that that makes them more vivacious or more attractive.
Can I say something, please? Be attracted to something that is vulgar.
Go ahead. Pat, hold on. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
First of all, I'd like to say that I can just stand in the middle of a dance floor and just sway my hips gently, and men gather around me. That's number one. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing me?
I can believe that. I could do the same thing, but I don't go out there and do that.
If
I sway my hips gently,
right,
I'm swaying them to my husband,
not to attract men
on the dance floor.
I'm not trying to attract
men. That are not my partners.
Now, Jeff had confided in me. His wife had had a hysterectomy. Okay.
So what? A lot of women do.
I can't hear you, Ms. Gray, and nobody, you know, you're not keeping it a secret.
He said that it hadn't been too hot in the bedroom the last few years. And so I gave him a break. I slid up and down his leg.
It's not your place to do that. It is not your place to do that. In front of his wife, that was a slap in the face, and it was an insult.
What about hurting that woman?
She called me a C word and an MF. I should have fired her on the spot.
You know what?
And
that's the way you were behaving. Because
you were supposed
to be a friend, and you were doing her husband a favor.
Yeah.
It's not your place.
In the middle of a song, I back up, I take a bit of a run, and I do a full cartwheel.
Oh, gosh.
I don't understand why that's so funny.
Well, I mean, it's very unusual, isn't it?
This is who I am. This is how I express myself.
Well, you know, there's a time and a place for everything, and I think there's a time and a place for you to express yourself in a gymnasium when you're alone and you want to do cartwheels.
Well, not necessarily at a social event with high-profile people. You've had a hysterectomy, haven't you?
Excuse me?
You've had a hysterectomy, haven't you?
Yes, and
right.
I am still quite
understand.
A woman.
I can understand that.
All right, listen, let's stop knocking women who've had hysterectomies, okay?
Exactly! That does not take away your womanhood.
I'm simply saying that he wants to dance with a woman who can... When I move my hips, and men gather around, all right...
We know how the men gather. Listen, Pat, I got to move
on. When you get a hysterectomy, you'll still be able to shake your hips the exact same way.
Thank you, Pat. 1-800-449-8686. Nani, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Oh, excuse me. Nani, go ahead.
This lady, she would not have been out there trying to make her look bad. To start with,
if she wanted to dance like that,
then let her dance with her husband. Because I would not have wanted anyone dancing with my husband like that, no matter whether I'd had a hysterectomy or not.
Well, what was wrong
with
it?
That's just not proper.
What was wrong with it?
And furthermore than that, who gave her the job of making her husband feel better? Who cares?
His wife had had a hysterectomy.
That doesn't make any difference. It's none of your business whether they have sex or not.
You should
not even concern yourself with that.
Well, I'm not, but he said, let's dance. The evening was warm. And the song, listen to this.
Well, then get out there. I don't want to hear the song. Get out there and dance.
We don't need to hear it.
Waltz or something. You didn't have to climb all over him, for God's sake.
I did not. I did a patented Las Vegas move. I was a dancer. You jump up onto the show.
That has nothing to do with anything. You weren't in Las Vegas, and you weren't professionally dancing.
So let me ask.
It's a whole different story.
I want to ask this question, Phil. So I'm to be reviled because I haven't fired this woman. Because after she called me a C-word...
You're her boss.
Yes, Sandy works in our department.
So you're jumping up on her husband's shoulders face first, and she calls you C-word, and you're not going to fire her?
No, I'm not going to fire her. And by all rights, I should.
You know what? You're wasting your time. This woman is on such an ego trip. Well, there's nothing you're going to do to change her mind.
Oh, my God. What ego trip? Have you ever seen Showgirls?
Of course I have.
All right. Then that's my life. That's really my life story.
Well, then why don't you go back to that instead of trying to mess with other people's husbands?
I'm not, darling. I'm not trying to. I'm trying to be a writer now. But
listen to this. No, you're meeting somewhere along the way.
All right, Nani, thank you very much.
It's been very nice talking, but I can see right now you're getting nowhere with this lady.
All right, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. This woman was out on the dance floor dirty dancing with another woman's husband. thinking that she was doing the man a favor because that woman had had a hysterectomy. Isn't it improper? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Define prostitute.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
No, I know that. Turn that music off. I know the patented moves. Margaret Gray is with me. A woman called you a name because you were dirty dancing with her husband and you were going to fire her, but you think you've done her a favor by not firing her.
Absolutely, Phil.
Well, I mean, but, you know, humiliating her by running up and down the guy's leg, you know.
Well, Phil, these are patented Las Vegas moves. I am a good dancer, and women are jealous of that. Other women are jealous of women that can dance. Ask any woman. Ask any woman in your audience. They seethe with rage when they see another woman that can obviously dance circles around them. And there are things I do. I do different things. I will get on my hands and knees. I crawl toward the man like a tiger. You know, it's a wonderful move. And I growl, like, you know, this kind of thing. And they just... It's fun. It's just a lot of fun. I do cartwheels. I do a lot of things. Why? Because I love life. And because Sandy Cummings lost her plumbing, if you'll pardon the expression, doesn't mean that I have to be reviled for this. And really, Phil, you know, when you got a lot of women who are not that well made up, they're not that, they really don't know about grooming, and they've got no rhythm, why shouldn't a husband be allowed to dance with a woman who has a little bit of that? Now, I wanted to give you...
Oh, hold on. Let me go to a phone call. You can give us the Las Vegas lesson if you want, but you still don't see why that woman would be angry.
Oh, I see why she's angry. I see. But don't blame me. Blame yourself, Sandy. Blame yourself for obviously not taking care of yourself with a hysterectomy and the fact you can't give your husband sex.
Boy, that's cruel. Man.
Oh, my God, Phil.
No, that is cruel. Here is Ingrid. Go ahead, Ingrid.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this lady.
I am simply...
a joke or something?
I'm simply saying that...
I can't believe this lady, you know? I mean, I'm a good dancer. And let me tell you, you don't have to show that you're a good dancer by messing around with someone else's husband.
I'm not messing around. I'm dancing.
Oh, get out of here. Why do you have to spread your legs right in front of his face? Give me a break.
That
you don't have to show
Vegas.
Up like that.
What's your best
in
move?
In fact, that lady Cummings, I think she was a lady to just call you an M and a F and a C.
Are you Hispanic?
Excuse me?
Are you Hispanic?
Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah, well, coming
and
from your culture,
you,
I'm
I
sure you can pick up some
and
other
I can
names.
Move my
All right, what are you coming from
everything.
Her culture?
Well,
okay.
What's your best move?
No, that's okay.
What's
I don't know why.
What's your best move?
Everything.
Oh, see, you're
okay.
not a, you're
you
not
cannot
a dancer.
Compare yourself to
you're
me,
not a dancer.
Daughter. Let me tell you something.
What's your best?
Let me
I allow the
something.
Man to take my head, put it between his legs.
Oh, my God. I
you
think
know,
this is a joke.
Because I am
you're
not inhibited on the dance floor.
You're a joke.
All right. Hey, Ingrid, when you dance, is there such a thing as having a best move?
Excuse me?
Is there such a thing as having a best move when you dance?
I believe all the moves are good.
Wait, she's
I don't
not
know what
she's not
about
a dancer.
One move.
She's not a dancer. Otherwise, she'd know what I'm talking about.
Oh, get out of here.
You know what? I'll give you a dance lesson.
You know what you do? You're trying to do a sexual move on a man, and you know, you're trying to embarrass that woman in front of a whole bunch of people.
Have you ever pretended to be...
Not just her husband, but a whole bunch of people.
She called me in front of Diane Sawyer.
She should have slapped you, too.
Well, I'm sure you would have, coming from your Cuban background.
No, honey, I'm not Cuban. I'm Colombian. You know, I would have did something else.
In the name of God, it's the difference. Have you ever pretended to be a Bengal tiger and crawled down along the floor?
Excuse me?
Have you ever pretended to be a Bengal tiger and crawled towards your man?
No, I think you're in need of another thing. I think you should go back to what you used to do.
I crawled
I think you're
the
wrong
like a tiger.
Field.
And I raise one leg as if to spray my scent on their leg.
Oh, you're just, pathetic.
You've never done
you're
that.
You're pathetic.
Oh, my
you
God.
You need counsel.
Are there children present?
Some of the grandchildren, yes.
You're lifting your leg as if you're spraying your scent on him.
I'm sorry,
it's
Phil.
Very sexual, and it is very exciting.
Is this woman for real? I mean, she sounds like a psycho.
Well, let me ask you something. Are you for real? Coming and calling me and saying that you're a dancer?
You're a psycho.
I am?
You really are.
Why? Because men like...
You need help. I feel sorry for you.
No, the only one who needs help is
you. In fact, if I
were
that lady, I would just quit, man. Or I would just sue you or something.
You know what?
You're just pathetic.
I'll sue me for what? You know what, Ingrid? I tell you what. The help you need is dance lessons.
Indecent exposure or something.
You're one of those girls who like to look like you dance with a pickle up your rear end. Stiff and rigid.
All right, well, look it.
Get out of here.
Listen to this.
Phil, I don't know. I don't know about this.
One, two, three. And one, two, three. You slide up and down. Up and down. Slide away. You know, you're just jealous because, in many ways, because I know Diane Sawyer, because I know all of these big names, and you don't, it just sort of puts you in your place, doesn't it?
I don't care. I don't care. You're nuts.
You're a liar. Yes, you do care.
Yeah, you're nuts.
You don't care. You don't care that I party with Diane Sawyer.
Care less.
Lion sack of...
All right,
now listen to this. Now my head roundsy, roundsy. I'm doing my head around. I'm throwing my hair around. Now my hips, boom, chicks, boom, chicks. But I'm throwing my hair around like a wild woman. Then I start purring. And the men, by this time, they're just pawing at me.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Oh, God, what was that the Mexican?
She's Colombian. Yes, it was.
Now I'm on my back, legs open, shut, open, shut, open, shut.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes. Are you...
You on the dance floor by yourself doing this?
No, there's others around.
Gee, it must be really comfortable on that dance floor with you down on the floor, legs open, shut.
So what happens is they see how good I am and they clear off. They back away. And then they start clapping their hands. Yeah. And then I purr again. Then I roar like a jungle cat. And then what I do is...
Oh, I don't care. You're making me sick.
Boy, you really are an ass, aren't you?
Yeah, that's me. I'm the ass. You're the one that's hunching some lady's husband's leg. You got the guy... What do you mean you jump up on his shoulders facing him?
Well, it seems to be the thing to do.
Yeah.
Bill, I really want to finish this out. Immune to the stuff. Oh, yeah. And now here's where I turn, stick my ass up in the air.
Yeah, okay, thank you. We got to get her together with Chris Norton.
Handsome Jeff Cummings won't see a dry clean.
Okay. All right, Margaret Gray, writer for the some crap can newspaper. Who reads her stuff anyway? And she was dirty dancing with a woman's husband, and guess what? The woman called her a C, an MF, a DS, DP, RA, GG, NYG, everything. OPGYN. She got it, man. She got it from both barrels on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Whore.